Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me to the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, so that he would give us deliverance from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. To whom be glory forever and always. Amen. I'm surprised that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ to another gospel, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preaches any other gospel to you than that which we've preached to you, let him be under a curse. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be under a curse. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I wouldn't be the servant of Christ. But I certify to you, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not according to man. For I didn't receive it from man, nor was I taught it by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you've heard of my lifestyle in the past in the Jews' religion, how I greatly persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion more than many of my equals in my own nation, being much more zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, so that I would preach him among the heathen, I didn't confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I immediately went into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and stayed with him 15 days. But I didn't see any other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now the things that I write to you, see, before God, I'm not lying. Afterward, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia and was unknown by face to the churches of Judea that were in Christ. But they had only heard that he that persecuted us in the past now preaches the faith that he once destroyed, and they glorified God in me.